Let us then move on to agenda item number 3, which is the action area. The Tsim Sha Tsui East and Tsim Sha Tsui West action area concerning the renovation of the Hong Kong Museum of Art, which is our paper number TFK/01/2014. I would like to welcome the representative from the project team to this meeting. Thank you. From LCSD, Dr. Louis Ng, Ms. Eve Tam, Ms. Tang, Mr. Chen, Ms. Pat. From RHSD, Ms. Alice Yeung, Ms. Vivian Fong, Mr. Job Wai, Ms. Lillian Cheung, Mr. Billy Law, and Mr. Tony Lau. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your time. So I would like to invite our members to declare interest, if any, on this particular item. Okay. So,
well, as a secretary.
As a background, you, yes, sorry.
Do I have to declare interest because I worked for in the government before? If not, then we can just go ahead. Okay.
Thank you. I think as a general rule, that would not be considered as a direct, you know, conflict of interest. Yeah. So, I mean, members would have to judge, and of course, if you are in doubt, please try to declare. But in this particular case, I don't think it's a direct conflict of interest. And Raymond, you may just raise any comments that you would like to have on this particular project. So any other? Okay. If not, as a background, members may like to note that this task force actually has been briefed on the renovation plan of the Hong Kong Museum of Art at its 13th meeting on the 16th of May 2013. And LCSD now would like to update members on the revised renovation plan. And I would like to invite Dr. Louis Ng to present this paper with the aid of a PowerPoint. And please try to limit your presentation to 10 minutes. And if it is close to the time, I may send you a gentle reminder.
Thank you, Chair Lady, and good afternoon, everyone. It's our pleasure to come back to the task force meeting again to present our revised renovation plan. And firstly, I would like to thank members for your views and comments expressed at the previous meeting in May. And we have conducted an extensive stakeholder consultation in the past year, and come up with a revised proposal with a view to seeking LegCo funding approval in June this year. When developing the revised proposal, we have carefully considered members' comments, and actually we have set out our response to these comments from paragraph 7 to 13 in the paper. And I wish to point out that the renovation project is not a standalone project. It's a key component of our master plan to revitalize the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront in phases with different projects to be implemented in a holistic and integrated manner. And we will deliver two quick wins in 2014 this year. First, the Art Square in South Sea Garden to be open on 22nd February, and also the a great pedestrian crossing on South Sea Garden near the Peninsula Hotel will be reinstated in June this year. And we are also in discussion with a New World Development on the revamping and remodeling of the South Sea Garden Phase 2 and also Avenue of Star in the next few years. So may I invite my colleagues, Vivian, the project architect, and Yip Tam, the museum director, to make a very, very short presentation and proposal. And then we welcome comments and questions from members. Vivian, please.
Good afternoon. Come actually to present the renovation work for the Museum of Arts. On the onset of the design, we have actually determined five objectives for the renovation work. First of all is to enhance the connectivity and accessibility to the museum. Secondly, we obviously have to increase the gallery space. And thirdly, of course, we have to increase the vibrancy of the harbourfronts. Then we have to look at the facelift for the entire building to enhance the vitalization of the museum identity. Then, obviously, last but not the least, for the harbourfront enhancement work. This slide actually shows the present situation of the Museum of Art. The museum is located on a prime site facing the harbour. Also, it forms part of the cultural centre. But on the appearance of it, it looks very bland and also actually merged with the cultural centre itself with the same colour of tiles and everything. So it has no character at all, in a way. So we are trying to give it a facelift for this particular building here. On the other hand, obviously, we have a lot of site constraint, mainly sort of underground services, full of underground services, and the height limits as well. And I won't go into details of the underground services, but showing on this slide graphically, you will notice the amount of underground services which is surrounding the whole building itself, including the MTRC tunnel, water pump room, seawater pump room, which is shown in red, and the two very big cooling mains, which is surrounding the whole build, the footprint of the building. Okay. After seeing all the constraints, we go back to find the solution for the five objectives that we are looking at. So the first objective, the connectivity and accessibility to the museum. These four pictures actually shows the present situation of the museum, showing the unwelcoming first floor entrance, and facing the harbour side, there is no access at all into the museum. And on the podium level, they are seldomly used by anybody, which is at the moment is a very deserted restaurant at that location there on the right. Okay, to resolve those problems, we actually introduced four new entrances around the building. First of all, we positioned the main entrance along the fourth court of the museum, in that location. Then we provided a large canopy actually facing the art square. So actually this canopy will receive all the visitors from the art square and also from the underground access from the underground shopping center at the east side of the site. Facing the harbor side, we knocked down the circular staircase, a grand staircase leading from the harbour side along the Avenue of Stars, sort of leading onto the podium level of the museum into the restaurant, which is placed on the first floor now. Then at the same time, we also introduced another entrance facing the piazza, leading into the new Annex Gallery at that area there. So that's about the connectivity. We introduced the four entrances. For the increase of gallery space, for the newly renovated museum, we have actually obtained a total floor area of 10,000 square meters for the exhibition space, which is about 42% increase to the overall exhibition space, so it's quite a lot. Increase there. And this area includes this annex gallery on the ground floor. Then on the first floor, we actually relocated the existing restaurant and the bookshop elsewhere and turned it into a gallery space in the middle. Then it extends westward and eastward to the gallery, to the annex building and the central hall there. And obviously on the top floor, on the roof level, we extended one further floor to make it into a two new gallery space in that position there. Okay, for the increased vibrancy for the harbour front, we actually positioned the cafe and restaurants directly facing the harbour so that we can have alfresco dining on the ground floor area there outside facing the harbour. Then we have a separate entrance going into the restaurant on the first floor so that it will stay open when the museum is closed during the night time. And also obviously we have another staircase going up onto the first floor. Then in the annex gallery, the perimeter wall of that gallery can be actually totally opened up so that the museum can carry out some co-creative space for art jam and art house sort of activities so that it will actually mingle with the people on the piazza there. So on the first floor, the restaurant is located in that position there, facing the harbour. And the centre functional area can be actually opened up as a functional hall for events as well. Okay, for the museum identity, we are trying to explore the problem of the existing museum at the moment. It's very chunky and sort of a homogeneous facade treatment, and it's very solid as well. There's no transparency through the building itself. So in a way, we are looking for a new facade cladding, which is in three-dimensional profile, so that when there is sunlight, the light will actually cast shadow on the building, so it will make the whole building lighter in a way. So as a government project, the material we use has to be durable and lightweight, and also it will be a modular system so that it can be easily be replaced. Of course, the new facade will not be just a beautiful facade on its own. It has to be insulated. It has to be a functional facade as well. So we have introduced some thermal insulation properties within the facade itself, and also the face of the facade could also used by the museum as art intervention for projections and a large poster display as well. And obviously, we have introduced a lot of glass facade outside the building so that it will look transparent from inside and outside as well. And the area to be glazed are highlighted in blue in this on this slide. So we are going to show you this transformation between the new and between the old and the new. So this is the existing appearance of the museum view from the AOS. And this is the new facade. It's going to be a lot of transparency in the middle of the staircase there. And there are recessed areas where the museum can put up some artwork for display there. And this is another view. And this is the new facade, sort of also showing the annex building with the restaurant and cafe on the ground floor as well. And as you can see from this slide, the ground floor of the annex gallery are all glazed so that the people can walking on the piazza can actually view in and see the artwork there. And lastly, for the harbour enhancement, as Louis has just said, for the zebra crossing, during last year, we have actually tried very hard to liaise with Highways Department to reinstate the zebra crossing on the Salisbury Road. So the pedestrian from the MTRC can easily come up to the Nathan Road, then walk across the Salisbury Road into the Arts Square, then into the museum itself. This slide actually shows the journey approaching the museum through the Art Square. Then this is the new appearance of the Fort Court of the museum. You can see the large glazed wall facing the front entrance there. And this is a further view showing the Annex Gallery on the right-hand side. And this is the front elevation of the Annex Gallery. This slide actually shows the alfresco dining on the ground floor near to the cafe and the restaurant on the first floor as well. For the greening purpose, we actually designed a lawn actually in front of the Fort Court of the museum on top of the here. And also we have also designed some planter pallets system where green grass could be grown on there. It's a system like that. It's a portable system in square so that you know, we can place sittings near it or sculpture on top of the plinth there. And hopefully in 2017, when New World has finished the other side of the Salisbury Garden and our building with a green roof on, and this is the whole appearance of the museum complex as it were in 2017. I think last time some members actually asked me to show you the hoarding layouts of the while the building is in construction. This is the hoarding layouts. The hoarding is actually following the perimeter of the building line. On all the sides, we have leave enough space for the pedestrian to go through. But obviously, this has to get the police consent as well, which we will further liaise with the police on that. And I think this is the last slide of my presentation. I will hand over to Eve for to talk about the close.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to talk about three main concerns of stakeholders and members concerning the renovation of the Museum of Art. Firstly, I'm going to talk about the differentiation between the future Museum of Art and also M+, because members have been asking with the renovation how would the museum be different from the future museum M+. We had a meeting with the director and the curatorial team of M+, and I'm summarizing some of the points we have discussed and agreed, both in terms of our collection and also our programming. First of all, the Museum of Art will be more our programs will focus from the prehistorical to the contemporary, while the M+ will only focus on the 20th and 21st century. And the Museum of Art will be doing programs on visual art and collecting visual art, while M+ will be covering the whole of visual culture, which means that apart from arts, they will also have architecture, design, moving images, etc. And Hong Kong Museum of Art will also doing programs with an art historical approach, interpreting the aesthetic development of various art forms, while the M+ will focus on the transnational cultural connections, which means they'll take a more cultural studies approach. And Hong Kong Museum of Art will focus more on Hong Kong and Hong Kong artists. And we also will do programs on regional development of art, while M+ will take a more international and global perspective in their programming. And then about the project timing, people have been asking about why this time we have to close the museum while M+ is not ready yet. First of all, for the promotion of Hong Kong art, we have been engaging different stakeholders to talk about the renovation of the museum. And the general opinion was that there is an urgency for the museum to upgrade its facilities and to get more exhibition space in order to tie in with its new positioning and related programs, in particular those related to the promotion tradition of Hong Kong art. And talking about capacity building, the art community has been hoping for permanent galleries and exhibitions on Hong Kong art for years, and that the local artists, art organizations are all very are all in need of a more museum exhibition opportunities. These wishes could not be fulfilled without the expansion of the gallery spaces to be made possible by the renovation. And for audience building, as far as the general community is concerned, museum services will continue to be provided even without the museum building. In particular, we'll make use of the newly refurbished Salisbury Garden for programs to maintain certain vibrancy of the harbourfront. And also, in relation to the master planning of the TFT's harbourfront, the completion of the museum's renovation will fit in well with the tentative completion dates of the Salisbury Garden Phase 2 redevelopment, that is the eastern portion, the remodeling of the New World Centre in 2017-18, and the renovation of the Cultural Centre in 2018-19 and beyond. So as Dr. Ng has said, the timing will enable us to take a holistic approach in reshaping the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront as a vibrant cultural and tourist attraction. So the last slide I'm going to show is that we are going to launch a series of different programs around the city. And in particular, I want to show you that there will be the Open Museum at the Salisbury Garden. We'll have at least two art display per year, and we'll have different art activities during the year, throughout the year. And I just want to make an announcement that we are opening the Salisbury Garden next Saturday, the 22nd of February, and you are all very welcome to come visit the new garden. Thank you.
Thank you. May I now invite members for comments? Raymond?
Yes, thank you for allowing me to speak first. May I make a second declaration? Okay. My second declaration is that not because Vivian Fong and myself are of the last name Fong, we are not related, okay? So I'm impartial in here as well as Vivian herself. But my declaration is that I happen to have a chance to see many more times of this design. So I may be having an advantage. And the reason for that is because the Museum of Art has conducted many sections of, you can say it's interview, you can say it's consultations with the art sector, design, architects, and museum advisors. And I happen to be in all these, you know, different areas. So I have got a chance to see it many more times. But what makes the difference is that because by seeing so many times, I can see during the course of all this discussion, there has been so many of these comments, you know, from architects, from designers, from artists, and of course design, or of course from museum advisors. And because of all that, I can see that the architects in charge, you know, now is RHSD, is taking all these comments and try to, you know, enriching it or to improving it. And I think to a certain extent, it has really, you know, done a great deal to design something to the satisfaction of all these sectors. So I think it's important to having a local architect who can really work well with the different sectors, and therefore they know the users, they know the stakeholders, they know what artists want, and as well as, you know, what architects perceive, particularly in this very important, you know, area of the Tsim Sha Tsui. Now, of course, one of the things I like to admit is that I happen to be the designer of the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront. If all of you think that is a very lousy design, I accept all this criticism. This is all my design, so I'd like to hear, you know, all the comments. If this is no good, fine. This is also a time where I think at this platform here to improve it, as well as seeing this Museum of Art to be improving to echo with a new waterfront. So I think these are some of the elements that I think myself in here, as well as the members in here, as well as architects, you know, from the design team in here, to really hear the views of, you know, everyone in here. Plus, I can see that what the improvement refers to here is she actually resolved the problems of spatial area or spatial problem, problems on transparency, and on the facade treatment, and as well as updating, you know, the whole building itself. Of course, in many, many aspects, I think I come across many of those platforms too that, you know, people in Hong Kong is always looking for iconic buildings. Now, I think important is that now, like in the West Kowloon Cultural District, there are iconic buildings. And in here, I think, so far we have something that really address the need, also address the trendiness of this, you know, nowadays architecture. I think itself, to me, it is well respected, and I think the design itself has already addressed all the needs as well as echo with, you know, the trend of modern days architecture. So lastly, I would say that if we can, you know, give this design further rooms for improvement, and I think during the course of all these sections of discussion, I feel sure that, you know, there could be even better design to be seen. And with the time coming, and of course with, you know, everybody in here seeing how that to be becoming one of the important features along the waterfront. Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond. Paul?
I'm not going to criticize you, Raymond. But I have a few questions about some of the aspects of this design. My first question is, and I've brought this up last time, and I don't see it covered in the principles of the design, is that this building is an anchor for the organization of events outside. So I'd like to know, what are the facilities within this building and on the side of this building which support the production of events on the outside areas? Lighting points, hanging points, sound system points, all those facilities which this building could include to make sure that we don't need temporary facilities on the waterfront, which requires cars, trucks, loading time, unloading time, which basically, from a harbor point, an enhancement point of view, would improve the area if you don't need to have all of that temporary stuff happening all the time. So I'd like to see that very clearly, and if you can't give it today, then maybe after this meeting. The second thing that I'm really interested in is the permeability at grade for people to walk through this building and to use these different accesses. Can I walk through the building even without having to go into the museum, so I can come in one door and leave the other door so that I can avoid rain? And if we take it from that point of view, and I think we brought it up last time, we got this very ugly covered walkway. If this building can replace the need for that walkway, so we can take away the ugly walkway, you're taking up some space at ground level, and if it could be, the permeability could be so that if it rains, I can walk into your building at one side and walk out to the other side to make sure that I stay outside the rain and I don't have to use the walkway, the covered walkway. That would be a major enhancement because the walkway is ugly. And even if you're going to replace the cover with a better cover, and I'm sure that we can come up with all kinds of ideas, but it remains an ugly part. It's nicer if it's part of the building. I think that would be, again, from a harbourfront house, really work. The area between the building and the vent shaft, is that going to be, I know during construction it's going to be closed off, so the only passage point will be in front of the vent shaft. In the future, will it always be closed off? So will that be the narrowest bit at the waterfront between the vent shaft and the water edge? And is there no way of having some passage on the back side of the vent shaft between your building or through your building or otherwise? Otherwise, I think that squeeze point is not a nice feature of the waterfront, and it would be a pity if we cannot resolve it. What are the details about vehicular entrance to your building, and how many parking and loading unloading bays are there? And how many are there, and how visible are they going to be? I know that you have an area underneath, and every time I'm at your building, that's the ugliest bit of your building, is the loading bay, and the loading bay is always used for the mills barriers to be stored, and that is really ugly. How are you going to address that, the demand for mills barrier, the demand for loading and unloading, in a way that it's not ugly? We don't have to look at it. That is the vehicular entrance. I like the flexible planters ideas. I hope, of course, that rather than having, you know, bits of grass at heart to maintain, flexible seating with pieces of art would be, I think it's nice, and you know, I think you're already doing it. My issue is when you say we have al fresco dining. In your design, I count exactly 8 chairs at ground level. Now, that
is not for me alfresco dining a chair. So could you give us the exact number of tables and chairs? And I think it's important to do that because that are alfresco, because under the FEHD rules and guidelines, the OSA guidelines, the fact that this is public space, there are all kind of issues with placing tables and chairs where people can eat outside, unless you designate them up front and we have a process of agreeing with you that it's a good idea that part of the waterfront is being used for commercial eating and drinking outdoors at tables and chairs. Then we can get it past FEHD. Otherwise, we can never get it past. I'm a firm supporter that part of your area for outdoor seating, people can eat and drink, and they can actually have service. And, you know, not this Hong Kong system that we can't service them because it's officially public space, we still want to eat, which is a low grade of public service. So can we have the exact area of outdoor seating, outdoor tables, number of sort of tables, number of chairs, where they are going to be, which area is designated? And again, if you haven't done that, do that going forward. But I think it's very important to do that. So passage. Chair, I believe I have hit all the... Okay, during construction, I had a request. Your restaurant is going to close during construction. Are you going to put a container outside and continue to have a kiosk? Are you, can we do something? Can you continue to be a provider of services to the community that is outside your construction site? And even more so, what else can you do continuing outside your building during construction, not just have a hoarding? But maybe place a kiosk, a container, whatever you can do, arts, events on your hoardings, whatever. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Let's have Peter and then Derek, and then we will have the first round of response from the project team, please. Peter?
Okay, thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, I do agree with your comments about the existing architecture and spaces. They really are a very grim collection of cultural buildings for such a very prominent site. And I suppose, really, if we go back to square one, the real options are to renovate, to redevelop, or simply wait until West Kowloon comes into play. So, you know, the decision has been made there. So we really are talking about renovation. I had several points, really, to make. I think, as Paul said, the ground level still shows very little interesting interface and relationship with the public realm outside the building. It's still predominantly blank walls. And the upper level transparency also seems to be a little bit limited, at least judging from the perspectives. I may be being a bit unfair there because it's very difficult to evaluate quite what the transparent properties of the materials actually are. I think the proposed landscape looks as if it's made up of a lot of bits and pieces. I mean, I take the point about flexible planters, which, of course, I assume are being used to allow flexible use of space around the building. But it looks like so much landscape does in similar situations in Hong Kong, just bits and pieces scattered around with no overall plan. Hard landscape is really important, but hard landscape in Hong Kong tends to almost plead to be colonized by people, and none of the perspectives really show that at all. I do agree that I think when the new world landscape comes into play, certainly the eastern part might be more attuned to the landscape edge as it's shown at the moment. I don't quite see what the covered walkway is actually doing. It seems a sort of short stretch, really, to the north of the complex. But again, is it really serving that much of a purpose? I mean, it doesn't look to be more than about 20 meters long and is sort of hanging in space. It doesn't seem to me to be doing anything except occupy a valuable area. So I do think we need to be much more bold about, of course, this comes into the design itself, but we do need to be more bold about outdoor exhibitions, using the space for what it's meant to be used for, exhibits and getting people involved. Mention was made of using the external face of the building for colourful posters or whatever. Now, this might be covered by the more technical or electronic solutions. I don't know. Maybe I drifted off to sleep at that point, but I know it was raised, but I don't quite know how the explanation of what was actually being done really came over. I thought the cafe at the ground floor looked very mean to me. It's very small. In fact, on plan, it's smaller than the actual kitchen. Of course, the kitchen is serving the restaurant upstairs as well. Now, I hate to say this, but museums, not just in Hong Kong, but worldwide, are becoming more commodified. It's something we all have to face. They're often hired out. They're often hired out in the evening for events, for firms to take over and have a meal. So I think that while putting in a restaurant upstairs is very good, it looks to me insufficient for such a prominent location. It pains me to say that, you know, we should be making cultural buildings sort of partly entertainment and partly facilities for things like this. But I think if we were to encourage people to go, particularly in such a massively prominent site with such a fabulous view, we really should be trying to take advantage of that rather more. I think that's all I have to say, really.
Thank you, Peter. Also, I forgot to mention, especially for new members, this meeting is actually bilingual. 如果喜歡用廣東話發言，可以用廣東話發言的。Derek.
Thank you, Chairman. I think the redevelopment and renovation of the project have been discussed in the Yau Chin Wong District Council a few months ago. And of course, improvement and modification ideas has been given. It is good to know that an at-grade pedestrian crossing on Salisbury Road to across the Kowloon Park Drive and Canton Road will be provide more safe and smooth for the people come across to the waterfront of Tsim Sha Tsui. The proposal to provide more and better facility and environment for the arts and cultural activities is welcome in the district council, and in principle we support this proposal has to be undertaken as soon as possible, although of course on the point of view that architecture design and the stakeholders' opinion should be seriously considered. Thank you.
Thank you. May I have the response of the team project team first, and then we'll have the second round of comments.
Okay, thank you, Chair Lady. I think for some question, in particular from Paul, about the area, you know, there to contain some supporting, you know, the equipment. I think the and also maybe some fresco dining lumber. I think the information I think can be provided at a later stage. I think I would like to show you something about the. This area that I think in future the art square, as mentioned by Eve, that will be open Malaysian next week, then this area will become a major area for displaying art and events during the cultural area. It's very important. We will call it, you know, an alternative museum space. So in future, that will be a possibility that, and also the area, not only the art square, you know, the in front of the museum, we will treat it as, you know, integrated part, I think, for organizing activities. About the cafe, I think, as Peter has rightly pointed out, that it's rather small in this area, because I think it's our plan to put, you know, a larger cafe, you know, there on the first floor. And also, we would like to review, I think, all cafeterian provision, I think, in the master plan of Tsim Sha Tsui of this area, because we understand that under New World's proposal for the Phase 2 South Street Garden, there will be a lot of, you know, chaos. Or of a cafeterian that will be provided. And also in future, in our master plan of the revitalization of the Hong Kong Cultural Center, we will revisit all the present, you know, the cafe, including the existing restaurant, etc. I think we will take this point very seriously, I think, in our master plan of this area. One thing about the open up the area, I think that we would like to open more space as much as possible. That's why in the ground floor area, there will be a gallery. There will be, you know, the people can see it. And also, we will consider whether this gallery will be open after the museum hours, that the visitor, you know, can visit this gallery free, you know, free of charge, you know, in the night. And also for the access, go to the lobby area. That will also, you know, a free area. That the people, that's only for them to buy a ticket and go to inside to the museum. We will also consider whether this area can be opened up in future. I think the after open or the museum hours. That I think, of course, we will consider everything. I think in our future plan, including the covered walkway. I think we need to see consideration in relation to the new world of remodeling of the South Sea Garden underground, how to link up the public from the car park to the museum building, and also in the future with the Hong Kong Cultural Center to be revitalized. I will leave other questions, you know, for Vivian, you know, there to respond.
I would like to respond to Paul's questions on the production of the events on the piazza and the technical side of the say, for instance, the location of lighting, mast, and all that kind of thing for the events. Next stage, we are going to sort of detail design the whole building as such. So these equipment will be planted on the overall planning of the building itself, and some of the items will be incorporated on the building facade as well. And also, I want to respond to the questions for the passageway between the vent shaft and the back of house area of the museum. During the construction stage, you are right that the whole building will be wrapped up by the hoarding area. Which is inevitable, really, as we seen the afterwards during the it will be opened up again, so there won't be a bottleneck there.
How about the parking, loading, unloading facilities?
The parking and the parking facilities is actually available on the underground of the New World area. I think
no separate cupping facility will be provided, I think, during the museum site. We will use, I think, the Hong Kong Cultural Centers, everything, you know, that. Of course, we will review this facility in the future. No, the parking for the loading.
Loading and unloading will be as per existing, really. We will park inside the complex of the museum itself. And there will be two sort of one parking space for lorry to unload the goods, the exhibits at one time, but still there is a very big you know, undercover area for loading and unloading.
And also, I think we have a really strict, I think, the limitations and restriction about the use of this kind of loading. No public car is only for service vehicle. Called transportation of collections, you know, that. I think we will really, you know, look into this very, very seriously, you know, to avoid any, you know, adverse impact on the visitors there.
Thank you. I think you have addressed most of the questions that has been raised, except one, I think also from Paul. Would you provide any kiosks during the construction phase?
Yes. I think because at present, there's no museum. Do we have any museum cafe now? No, because nothing. Yes, we can. Because in the art square, I think we can consider. Yeah. Close already. I think depends on the demand of the visitor. We can arrange. But I think depends on the tendering arrangement. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Yes, please, Chair Lady. Can I make a few points? As a reminder, since this is the subject of an approved planning application, I just want to remind the proponent, I've seen some revised renovations. We are more than willing to discuss whether these amendments fall within the Class AB amendments to the approved proposal, because if they fall outside the Class B amendments, you might have to approach the Town Planning Board again. So feel free to approach us. And another reminder, the application was approved with approval conditions, and the first one is the landscape proposal, and the second one is the fire safety, the fire services installation. Remind to get them complied with. Thank you.
Thank you. KK?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I would like to raise just one point. I would like to see if it is possible to have more portion of the roof to be green roofs, right? From the plans is shown here, on the fifth floor, I note that the western side would be the flat roof to be used for PV panel. I think it's quite difficult to be green for that part. What about other parts? Is it possible to have more greening on the roof for other parts? Thank you.
Thank you. Franklin?
我想用廣東話講，所以唔該曬，Chair。咁就我就個building design，使唔使等一等？唔使係嘛？可以開始咯。咁就嗰個設計咧，我自己覺得，因為佢哋開始講咗佢哋即係想做嗰樣嘢有五點咁樣啦。咁我好高興見到咧，其實即係有幾點同我哋Harbourfront Commission咧，其實嗰個objective 好有關係，一個就connectivity啦，另外有幾個都係講緊點。 enhance 個 Harbourfront 咧，點樣去令到佢更加 vibrant 咧？咁我喺我自己個角度睇，即係從呢個角度睇咧，我就覺得佢做到都相當多嘅嗰啲嘢，尤其是嗰個 connectivity 嗰度咧，我因為有一部分可能唔係呢一個 museum 嘅一部分啦，但係咧就嗰個 crossing 我哋其實之前都講過喺梳士巴黎度喺on grade 嗰個 level 咧，咁佢而家就喺嗰邊地鐵站啦，北邊一路行到落嚟嘅話咧，咁 佢穿過將來嗰個 aspect 都唔係呢一個 museum 一部分啦，但係咧我好欣賞咧就係話呢個 museum 咧佢自己喺佢嘅右上方即係嗰個應該東北方嗰度咧，佢係做咗一件嘢就係做咗個 canopy 咧就去做多一個 entrance 喺嗰度。咁我哋講 walkability connectivity 嗰陣時，其實即係話唔係話你有一笪地方直去第二笪地方咁就最好咁而係話一路行一路啲嘢見，一路見到前面有啲嘢吸引你過去。咁我覺得喺呢一度咧，佢哋係做到嗰樣嘢，因為佢係做多一樣嘢咧去吸引你啊！你隻眼睇到遠處啊，有個 canopy 可能有啲得意嘢咧咁樣樣。咁佢吸引你啲人咧，就變咗佢可以咧。如果啲人就算係冇嘢做，慢慢散步咧，都會自然咧行到去個 museum 嗰度，而唔會話去到嗰度啊，又去邊度好咧？咁我就覺得咧呢一點咧，佢哋做得好。咁同埋咧就係，尤其是佢入咗嚟，譬如喺太空館同埋個呢一個 HKMA 之間嘅嗰個地方嘅時候咧，佢哋可能冇係啦，即係呢一度咧，而家嚟講咧就係話係一個黑暗嘅 ground floor。 咁但係咧，佢哋而家做嗰樣嘢咧，就是、你睇呢一邊咧，就係佢係做咗嗰個，即係你會覺得有興趣想望下裏邊係啲咩，因為佢 transparent， 因為望到裏邊有個 space。 咁呢啲嘢咧，會令到人咧，就算係即係唔係佢一個 on purpose 喺度行嘅時候咧，佢又覺得啊呢條通道都好有趣喎，喺度行下睇下有啲咩嘢啦咁。咁我覺得呢一方面咧，就係我哋講 connectivity、walkability 嗰陣時，其實好緊要，有呢啲有趣嘅點做啲 magnet 啊，咁樣去吸引啲人，咁樣一路行一路去 explore。咁我覺得呢點咧，佢哋係做到嘅。咁另外有啲，我覺得係即係。 基於規限咗喺原本個 building 嗰度啦，咁佢做唔到啦。但係佢哋都把握到個機會咧，就係佢哋有個新嘅 annex building 啦。咁佢哋喺 ground floor level 咧，就基本上就透明啦，同埋睇到裏面啲 activity 啦，亦都可以 open up。咁所以即係話裏面啲 activity 同外面啲 activity 又可以帶動到。咁變咗本身我就話覺得佢哋喺呢度咧做個 connectivity 咧就係成功嘅。 咁呢點我好欣賞，因為其實我哋比較少喺 Harbourfront 嘅 project 嗰度咧，我哋見到一啲咁即係室內啦、室外啦，同埋周圍嘅 connectivity 咧，即係我自己覺得佢做呢點咧好着重做到呢一點，但係其他啲 project 咧，我係覺得呢一點係可以喺呢個 project 嗰度咧學習嘅。咁所以咧就變咗話佢要加到 Fibrancy Harbourfront 啦，同埋咧嗰個即係 enhance 個 Harbourfront 咧，我覺得即係 different 個 constraint of existing building 咧，我覺得佢哋都做得都相當好噶啦。咁但係即係話 我又想問一樣嘢，我睇翻 Minister， 其實我係上次一 raise 咗一樣嘢，就話有冇考慮過 redevelopment option 同埋呢一個即係 renovation 嘅 option 咧？咁我見 paper 其實有一段咧係講咗嘅，但係即係可能可唔可以即係可能帶多少少出嚟，即係講點樣衡量過啲乜嘢 factor 之後咧，就覺得都係做 renovation 呢個 option 好啲咧？
多謝你 ，Franklin Ivan。
Thank you， 我都用廣東話啦，即係就我比較即係我係新 member 啦，就上一個 meeting 嚟唔到，今日第一次。但我相信我哋呢個 task force 應該 focus 翻 on 即係呢個 project related to waterfront 嘅 issue。咁所以我相信我個人覺得我哋唔應該 focus 太多講即係 design 其他嘅嘢，反而係 the design issue related to waterfront。咁我淨係想帶三點出嚟，就係、是、第一就係、是、嗰、那個 ground floor 對我哋 waterfront 嚟講係最重要嘅。咁我哋睇到呢個 proposal 係做咗好多嘢，咁但係我希望可唔可以再做多少少，尤其是係即係點樣可以利用到個 ground floor create 多啲 public space 出嚟。咁而呢啲 public space 係可以係一啲 fusion， 一啲係 mixed use， 係令到成個 waterfront 係更加 vibrant。因應個時間不同，可以有不同嘅 activity 或者不同嘅人或者不同嘅活動、不同嘅景象出現。咁我諗呢個先至係我哋想個 waterfront 好 vibrant 嘅嗰、那個即係、就是、一個正確嘅方向。尤其係香港嘅天氣有好多時係曬得好緊要，或者落雨落得好緊要。如果我哋喺 ground floor 能夠做到多一啲undercover 嘅 space， 而係 public space， 一般市民大眾可以有唔同嘅 activity 可以使用到嘅，咁我相信喺香港嘅夏天啊嗰啲係會比較實際嘅。咁第二點我就覺得嗰、那個 roof 頭先另外一位 member 提個 roof， 我覺得係重要嘅。亦都想請 project team 睇下有冇可能喺個 roof 度，就我覺得唔係講 green roof， 係講緊 public。accessible roof 有冇咁嘅空間？可以去研究一下。第三點我想提嘅就係、是、其實喺城市設計或者城市空間，我哋好講求三樣嘢嘅，即係個時間、個 space、個 time、個 space 同埋啲 activity。咁所以頭先聽到話喺 construction 嘅時期，就成個 building 會 fence off。就似乎聽唔到話打算做啲乜嘢，咁呢個我比較失望，因為嗰個時間我相信個 construction period 都唔會短嘅。咁可唔可以亦都請 project proponent 再翻去諗一諗 ，during construction period 有冇一啲嘢可以做到令到個 harbour front 保持到某一個程度或者某一種 activity、某一啲 vibrancy， 係令到大家都可以即係唔會覺得嗰係一個 pure 嘅 construction site。咁譬如西九都會搭啲大氣棚啦，咁但係當然我唔係叫你搭大氣棚啦，即係諗下有冇啲其他嘅嘢可以令到個空間繼續持續咁可以令到公眾使用。咁講完呢三點之後，最後我好想講嘅就係話我做好多類似嘅 project， 即係 existing building 去改大型改，我想話俾大家聽係比 design new building 更加困難，所以即係見到佢哋做咗咁多嘢，我覺得應該肯定佢哋嘅 effort。咁呢個係比做一般 new design 係更加困難嘅 project。咁當然啦，大家睇就可以有更多，即係提出嚟，當然有好多空間可以去改善。咁但係我覺得應該肯定 project team 嘅努力嘅。唔該，主席。
多謝你 ，Ivan。仲有冇委員想發表意見咧？嚇 ，Paul 同埋 Peter。
Yeah, just to follow through. First of all, on the issue of the master plan for the entire area, I believe to remember that came up last time as well.That it's somewhat strange to look at this building separate from a master plan from the area, and that was a problem that we had last time, and I think we continue to have that problem because even you don't have a preliminary master plan for the area. So I think we should see a preliminary master plan for the area as a whole, and then see how the building fits in, because then it's probably easier to have a bit more comfort with the fact that you say, well, something will be done in my building, other things will be done in the other building. But I think it should be good that comfort is provided. And so my question to you is timing for a master plan. I hope that the master plan can have to show two aspects. One is the permanent
And second is the temporary. So how does the master plan work when there is an event? And there could be multiple type of events that are going to be organized. We have the big one during the once a year type of whatever that the carnival, the Brazilian what do you call that? The walk, the can't remember the name, the moving cars. but there are other type of events. So the temporary usage space, I think the master plan should show the permanent and those temporary, at least the key ones, fireworks, these cars moving around and other shows. So maybe three types of temporary use and see how it all fits together. I like the idea. I think Ivan, I agree with you on the issue of showing what is covered and what is not covered. I guess there are three types of spaces. There's public spaces. There's outdoor. There is outdoor covered and there's indoor. And the ones that I will be most interesting is for those three: public passage, public seating, and catered seating. So just a table kind of showing that, or at least a plan showing that in the numbers. How much public, where's the public passage, where's the public seating, where's the catered seating, outdoor, covered, and indoor. I think that would be a very meaningful contribution. On the parking space and the big space under the cover, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That big space under the cover is always used to store things. And, every time I walk by, there's stuff standing there. There's Mills barriers, there's boxes, there's trucks. There's always stuff, and it's ugly. Because it's a main and it's a big gap, and everybody looks at it. So what are you going to do to mitigate that visual? I mean, are you going to hang a door there? Are you going to keep it closed? Is there a wall that things go around so it's shielded? Or are you going to do something that big working area is not visible? So you can use it as a working area and store whatever you need, your 10 colors of garbage and your paper garbage and your waste, whatever you need to store temporarily. You have facilities, you need it, especially if you have more catering, you'll have more garbage, and you have more waste to deal with. So that it's shielded is going to be important, but that it's going to be operational is important too. So I hope you can, again, maybe not today, but show it at some stage. That's pretty much the additional comments, Chair, that I had.
Thank you, Paul. Peter?
Just a couple of points again. Just to come back to the ground floor, the slide that we have on at the moment. It seems to me this is a really important part of the whole whole concept. The back of house and collection store, it's difficult to read what these individual components are because I just can't read them from the plan. But they do occupy virtually the entire frontage, going back halfway to the building if you include this other area, which is called loosely security zone. It occupies an enormous area. Would it not be possible to try and relocate some of these uses somewhere else, or either on an upper level or preferably some kind of basement level? I mean, I know there are constraints, but would it not be possible? It might, in fact, be possible to relocate the bookshop. Something like the Tate Modern in London, has a gigantic shop selling all manner of arts products, which could be occupying part of the frontage, along with a better cafe and restaurant, just to get this interface with the public promenade in front. That's the first point. The other one, really, which is a bit of a long shot, is if there is any opportunity at all to relocate the MTR vent shaft from its very prominent position. It must be the only cultural facility in the world that competes in architectural terms with the vent shaft.
Okay, thank you. If there's no other additional comments, may I invite yes? Okay. Mr. Chow?
Hi, okay. I'm going to 權力到哪裡呢， 海上的配合， 甚至乎你嗰個嘅建築物有啲可能延伸出嚟突多啲出嚟嘅，即係好似你去呢個大峽谷咁嚇，即係好大嘅一塊平面，咁可以延伸到出嚟，令到啲人可以行出去嘅時候，嗰個空間仲大啲，或者更加特色嘅。我覺得即係建築物裏面一啲可移動式嘅一啲嘅設計咧，你可以去即係構想下。當然啦，呢個可能係即係同資源都有關嘅。咁但係如果你要令到一個重新去設計建造嘅一個更有特色嘅嘢咧，就一定要係即係做得更加驚人或者係更加特別嘅。咁我覺得呢一個咧係好難得嘅一個。機會咧，係令到你可以有更大嘅想像空間。不過通常即係政府嘅諗嘅嘢咧，都係好保守嘅。呢、這個已經算係比較前衞少少。咁但係我覺得都係唔夠咯。即係你應該係利用多啲，我可以延伸到譬如海多啲嘅位置，或者與海，或者以揾啲船，將來一啲可以接駁到連貫式嘅一啲嘅展覽嘅嘅時候咧，咁呢一個嘅可用空間咧就更加大啦，唔好淨係諗陸上嗰個嘅諗法咯，我覺得係啊，唔該。
Thank you. If there's no other comments, may I invite the project team to respond to the comments in the second round, please?
Oh, thank you, Chair Lady. 有機會用廣東話問嘅，我用翻廣東話答翻好嘛？咁就我好同意正話最後一位委員所講嘅，即係想像空間。其實呢個我哋大家睇到，我哋係一個純粹嘅博物館。其實我哋唔係一個博物館嘅 project。我哋其實一路都諗緊點樣可以將一啲室內空間同室外嘅空間，將佢再重新去演繹，去做一啲過往我哋唔會做嘅嘢。咁所以其實將來呢間館開咗之後咧，嘅活動係同過去唔一樣嘅，唔會係一啲單純一啲四埲牆入面嘅展覽。我哋會有講求好多一啲所謂而家一啲 fusion， 一啲叫做 cross discipline， 一啲唔同媒介之間嘅配合。我哋有一啲視覺藝術啦，有表演藝術啦，有一啲藝術嘅咧，有啲非藝術嘅嘢咧，我都會期待係會喺呢啲新嘅空間嗰度咧，係會帶入嚟嘅。咁所以而家咧，大家可能睇緊係一個硬件上嘅嘢，其實我哋而家喺未來呢三年咧，我哋會規劃一啲更加多嘅軟件嘅嘢。咁其實舉個例子咧，譬如我哋有三個好主要嘅空間，就係我正話所講到嘅 Art Square 咧，嗰度我哋正話同事講到，我哋每年會有兩個展覽喺度。咁但係呢一個咧，我哋係好有彈性嘅，視乎翻我哋如果我哋覺得啊，我哋做咗之後觀眾嗰、那個反應好好嘅話咧，我哋可能將入面嗰啲活動咧，我哋可能會將佢轉個形式，係會有一啲更加多類型嘅活動喺嗰度舉行。咁而博物館前面嗰個中間嘅空地，我哋都可以利用佢去做其他嘅嘢。而其中一個好主要嘅咧，就去翻嗰個圖咧，我哋左手邊有一個地下嗰個玻璃展廳咧。其實嗰度我哋係點解用玻璃，同埋點解我正話講到咧？希望將來咧，博物館關館嘅時間都可以開放，就係想同內外嗰個關係更加密切嘅。咁呢度我哋其實個活動咧，未必係一啲傳統我哋做開一啲藝術館嘅活動嚟嘅。可能我哋一啲嘅主題，可能我哋同家有關，同我哋嘅海港有關，變咗嚟講咧，我哋可以做活動嗰陣時，除咗展覽之外咧，我哋外邊可以有一啲音樂活動啊，其他活動去配合翻嘅。咁呢方面咧，如果我哋而家我哋希望，如果真係呢、這個工程上馬之後咧，我哋特別會重視翻嗰個軟件上面嗰、那個規劃嘅。咁至於第二個問題咧，就係講到點解我哋要去做嗰、那個。唔重建，要去做翻嗰個維修。最主要就係話咧，而家其實嗰個地積嗰個空間比率咧，差唔多我哋已經用盡咗嘅啦。即係話咧，我哋算拆過佢，再起翻咁多咧，都係攞到正話所講攞多3000平方米嘅啫嚇。因為本身有個高度限制啦，周邊好多一啲地鐵嘅工程啦。咁變咗嚟講咧，我哋發覺嚟講就考慮翻而家個建築物本身嚟講嗰個狀況好啦，環保啦，時間性係一個好主要嘅。如果我哋重新將佢要再做嘅話咧，時間會比而家係長嘅。咁我哋所以團隊咁困難喺嗰個咁大嘅限制之下，都做到個方案出嚟咧，我哋覺得呢個係較為好啲嘅。So, for, Paul, your question about the master plan. Actually, we're, working in parallel. For the first time, we are now working, on the, Museum of Art renovation. In the meantime, I think we work closely with the New World for their South Pacific Garden Phase 2, their New World Center, the New World Center, and also the Avenue of Start. I think that we will have a preliminary, I think, master plan maybe by the end of this year, covering, you know, that I think maybe some concept, because, you know, it's a very, very thing that we need, I think a very careful in the consideration of the different issue. I think we will cover the your ideas about the permanent and temporary, you know, usage, I think, in the site, I think. I mean, we'll come back, I think, that to the task force meeting again when we come up with, you know, that preliminary master plan. Vivian.
Okay. 或者我想回應翻，係咪頭先有 members 問話個 roof 頂嗰個 greening 嘅問題啦，同埋個 use of 嗰、那個係啦個 roof 嘅 accessibility to 個 roof 啦。咁我想個別講翻咧，就係如果喺嗰、那個rooftop 嗰度咧，因為嗰個 extension exhibition gallery 咧，其實係一個 steel roof 嚟嘅。咁因為有 existing structure 嘅 constraint， 咁我哋咧就唔能夠即係將佢做一個好重型嘅 structure 喺個 roof 頂嗰度。咁所以係 steel work， 咁就所以變咗咧嗰個 roof 咧就唔可以攞嚟做 greening， 因為 greening 咧係會加好多 loading 喺嗰、那個building 嗰度咁樣嘅。咁其實依家我哋roof greening 嘅位咧就會喺呢個 central block 嗰度啦。咁另外咧，我哋都係同 LCSD 咧係商量緊咧，就喺個 annex block 嗰度咧上邊咧係會有greening， 同埋咧係可以用埋呢個 roof 咧攞嚟做埋 exhibition 咁樣，即係個 open air 嘅 exhibition 咁樣嘅嚇。咁就至於有 members 講話咦點解會唔會可以有啲更加即係瘋狂嘅諗法啊，咁樣有啲咩 cantilever 嘅東西，其實我哋諗過曬㗎，你講嘅嘢係因為喺 building 上邊我就試過係 cantilever 咗一個 structure 出街，咁唔到兩日就有人講話唔得喎，因為個 structure 嘅問題 carry 唔到嗰個 bridge 喺上邊 roof 嗰度伸咗出嚟 cantilever 出嚟五六米咁樣。咁另外喺海嗰度有個 exhibition 嘅船啊或者咩，咁我諗嗰樣嘢到時如果 LCSD 覺得係有 potential 嘅話，我咁佢都會做嘅。其實
我哋其實係諗緊喺海上嘅嘢嘅。而家呢個展廳其實我哋諗緊，除咗你睇展覽係喺一個展廳入面，特別係 rooftop 嗰度，因為係一個玻璃之外，我而家諗緊會唔會係有一啲展覽係喺個海上面離遠係望翻個展廳，譬如特別夜晚，譬如而家我哋好多一啲 digital art exhibition 其實好好，咁我哋佢哋都留意將來咧會喺個 program 嗰度諗一諗，盡量將唔係淨係個箱係周邊成個範圍成個海港，可唔可以令佢更加多啲嘅生氣，更加多啲活動？咁呢方面我諗我哋俾翻我嗰、那個策展團隊去諗一諗，將你嘅意見、個想像力，我哋會再一進提高。多謝大家。
有就係其實我想再 response 翻 to 阿 Paul Simmons 嘅question about the storage for meal bars. Actually, we have designed the very big meal bars storage at the back of house there, as shown on the diagram here.So near to the loading bay. So whenever there is an exhibition or anything which needs, yeah. And also, the loading bay will have a big sort of screen that screen off the loading and unloading space. So what you can see during the normal time will be just an empty space and all that kind of thing. So I mean, it's up to LCSD management not to put cargoes, container within that area later on.
No problem. I think that Paul, I think we will have a good management plan to make sure that there will be no cargo, you know, that during, you know, that.
Okay. That. Okay. Thank you very much. Peter?
Yes, I think that for the time being, because I think we need to put the collection store, because we don't have any, an outstation to store our very valuable collection. But actually, we have a plan to build a central repository in Tin Shui Wai. But of course, it will take time. I think at that time, you know, that if the project is approved, I think we will, remove all the collections out of this building. That, you know, that this area can be make use of other use.
I will actually add some more details there. It can't be opened up fully, or even a very small punch hole is not impossible. It is actually impossible because that wall there, this wall is actually supporting the whole cantilever structure of the east wings there. If you see what I mean. Is structurally, that is about 1.5 meters thick structural wall that it actually supports the cantilever block at the side of the building. It's impossible. I mean, from day one, we want to get rid of that wall, but...
I remember you mentioned about it in the last presentation as well. Yeah. So, Ivan, you have an urgent point?
我唔知道有冇聽漏我頭先問嘅第二個問題，關於喺 construction period instead of 純粹用啲殼頂將個 museum 圍起曬之後，可唔可以有一啲project proponent 可唔可以有一啲嘢 propose 出嚟，令到成個城市空間係繼續可以有不同嘅活動？我就聽唔到有回應，唔知係咪我聽漏咗？
你未講
過？我諗我哋諗兩個方案啦，一個方案就個 hoarding 做得好少少啦。咁我哋諗緊會唔會係一啲 artistic 啲嘅 hoarding 或者係去處理啦。第二咧，我哋within 嗰個 hoarding 入邊咧就好難去處理，但係周邊嘅範圍，譬如我哋正話睇到上面嗰個範圍同埋個 art square 其實係黐住。個博物館嗰個範圍咧，我哋其實將來新嘅博物館咧，即係一間臨時博物館咧，就會 Art Square 嗰度會做。我哋一啲嘅藏品啦，一啲嘅展覽咧，就會 Art Square 嗰度去舉行噶啦。咁呢個 Art Square 咧，當然個用，因為佢其實我哋做完之後個空間好好嘅，可以除咗係擠展品之外咧，仲有其他一啲譬如就係講到啲 cafe 可唔可以做咧，我哋都會考慮嘅嚇。
希望 members 尤其即係星期六呢一個 Art Square 開嘅時候，或者都可以去睇一睇啦。即係似乎我聽佢哋就係即係而家即係如果 during 呢個 construction 嘅時候咧，即係個 Art Square 就變咗一個好重要的一個轉移一個位置，即係啲 members 啊、啲 general public 仍然可以用。咁我諗呢一個 item 我哋都 discuss 得好詳細啦。有一啲係 comments 嚟嘅，即係特別我哋希望你哋可以take back 啦，喺你 finalize 嘅 renovation plan 嗰時，尤其係點樣可以喺 ground floor 個空間再做好。或者可以俾多啲 general public 去使用啦。咁另外有一啲即係創意嘅，點可以即係將海陸兩邊係聯繫得好啲啦。咁即係呢個 integration， 我諗 Michelle 亦都提咗一個好重要嘅 point， 即係呢啲可能。亦都要即係符合翻 Section 16嘅一啲 conditions， 咁可能未必一定係即係從粹係 infrastructure 嗰方面，而係 activities， 因為我哋都好 concerned about 即係 what actually happens there， 即係你 provide 咗 infrastructure 可以引一啲 activities 去，咁有啲我哋係希望有多少少 data， 可能遲啲可以翻嚟或者俾 secretariat， 可能 fresco dining 嗰啲啦。咁另外咧，我都想喺呢個 point 就話，我覺得我哋今次呢一個 discussion 咧，亦都即係 raise 咗一個好緊要嘅 point， 即係阿 Raymond 啊。Ivan 啊，阿 Franklin 都講咗，就係當我哋有陣時我哋聽呢啲 presentation 嘅時候咧，會見到其實你哋喺好多方面真係一個即係 make 咗好多 effort 去 address 個 harbour planning principle， 亦都有好多即係 good points， 即係包括即係 improve 咗即係尤其 ground floor 嗰個 connectivity 啦，即係嗰啲好 extensive 嘅 public engagement 啦。咁我諗我都 encourage 即係我哋嘅 members 有其他 item 都一樣。如果我哋即係見到一啲好嘅嘢，亦都除咗話一啲 criticism， 亦都即係亦都可以提出嚟，咁變咗你哋 project proponent 亦都。都知道即其實我哋即係好 appreciate 你哋係即係特別做到邊幾個 point 咯嚇。咁我諗亦都最 last 就係即係 LCSD 亦都講咗即係話將來會繼續同我哋 task force 一路即係合作咯。尤其阿 Paul 講到即係嗰個 master layout plan， 當你係完善到嘅時候，亦都希望我哋可以 continuously 咁樣 work together。好多謝今次嚟我哋嘅 task force。OK， thank you very much。